I wanted to, you know, kind of give you a chance to expand a bit on some of the things we talked about the other day with gout, you know, and particularly, you know, some things that we can do. You know, I thought, you know, for the first question there, you know, what are some of the things people can do to prevent it, you know, to be aware that they might be at risk and kind of try to adjust their diet and lifestyle accordingly. Is that possible to do?
Oh, yeah. No, I think it is. First of all, let's look at lifestyle. You know, as I said, lifestyle plays the minor role, but it plays a role. First thing people can do is the same thing we tell pretty much about half the country. Lose weight, get off your butt. Start to exercise. That's extremely important. Why? Because we know that gout is increased as we've gotten heavier and we've exercised less and less. So just overall, if you just get rid of some of your body weight and you eat better, you're going to lower the risk that you're going to get gout and probably lower the risk of a gout flare. From a dietary point of view, we now know that high fructose corn syrup, that we know that people who drink a lot of soda pop are more likely to have gout. And we don't know why. We don't know if it's the high fructose corn syrup that's doing it or just the weight, because people who drink a lot of soda pop on the whole are also heavier. So that's first of all. Now, from specific dietary indiscretions, they play a minor role. So, I mean, the reality is if you're eating liver and onions every night, which nobody does anymore, you know, don't eat it every night. If you're eating shellfish every night, well, you may want to eat shellfish three nights a week. It's a very minor role. The issue of beer, though, is sort of a different issue. If you're drinking three or four glasses of beer a night, I'd cut down to one to two. And the reason is we know that drinking more than two isn't good for your heart, isn't good for the blood vessels in your brain because you might have a stroke. So cutting down on beer makes a difference. That bit of dietary advice, I think, matters. The bottom line, though, is the dietary advice is a minor player. Most people with gout have got a uric acid level of 10, around 10, 8, 9, or 10. And if they get flares, it's because it hasn't been pushed down to 6. And no matter what you do with diet, you can affect it by about 1 point. That's all. Because it's a metabolic disorder. It's kind of like blood pressure. You know, lower the salt, lower the alcohol. Most people still need to be on a pill for their blood pressure. Diabetes the same way. You know, lower it. You may not need as strong a pill, but you need something for diabetes. Same with gout.
Also, you know, when a flare-up occurs, obviously, that is no fun. I was just talking to somebody here the other day that had gout, didn't know until we ran the story, and he was telling me that, yes, when that happens, you're kind of out of commission for the duration of the attack. Not a pleasant thing. Is there anything you can do when an attack comes on to...
Oh, you bet. First thing is, the most common anti-inflammatory drug called indomethacin is a prescription drug. But in fact, all anti-inflammatory drugs can work well. So I tell people, look, indomethacin's a good drug. That works for inflammation. Colchicine, another prescription drug, that works really well. Steroids like prednisone, that works well. But here it is, you're out hunting, for instance, in Wisconsin. There's snow out there, and you're deer hunting, and you've got a flare. Go to your local pharmacy, drugstore, or a Quick Trip, you know, convenience store. Look at ibuprofen or naproxen, which is the name brand Aleve, and double the dose that's on the bottle. So if you take two Aleve tablets twice a day, that's probably going to break your flare, and that's almost as good as Indocin. If you take four over-the-counter ibuprofens three times a day, that'll break a flare. And the fact is you can buy these things anywhere in the country, and you don't always have your prescription drugs with you when you've got a flare. So break the flare with an over-the-counter anti-inflammatory, but you got to double the dose on the bottle. Double the dose.
All right, and again, finally, you know, those misconceptions, you know, people that, you know, they may get these symptoms. I mean, you know, as far as the symptoms are concerned, sometimes, unfortunately, it kind of seems that we can mistake them for other things, or we can explain them away. Exactly.
And I got to tell you, that's what people do. They say, gee, I had something to eat. I had an indiscretion last night. That's why I flared. And the answer is, no, that's not why you flared. Your uric acid is too high. It just periodically precipitates out of the bloodstream. And what you did last night, you know, you got away with it 9 out of 10 times because basically it doesn't cause it. So people believe that dietary indiscretion causes it. In fact, it's not. It's the lack of getting that uric acid down. And allopurinol, old drug on the market, very, very useful, has worked for many years, works in about half, maybe two-thirds of the gout cases to get it down. But the new kid on the block, Uloric, at the 80 milligram dose is more effective than allopurinol. And the bottom line is, if you're having flares and you're on allopurinol, you're probably, most likely, your uric acid is not low enough, and that's why you got to go to your doctor and say, I want to see if this new drug is going to work for me, because that's where the placement is. The new drug is effective for about a third of the gout sufferers, my guess is.
Well, right. And finally, again, if people want more information, I know that there's the website, but they can probably even start with their own family physician.
Their own family doctor is good. But I tell people, you know, go to a website. Go to a website, gout.com, great website. But if you put gout in the name of a medical institution you trust, you will get dynamite information. So gout space Mayo. Gout space, you know, University of Ohio Medical School, you know, UC Medical School, gout space, UW Medical School, because all the academic institutions now have really good website and good information, and you don't want to go out there and get junk. There's a lot of junk out there. There's a lot of fake stuff on the web. Gout.com is a great site. A university site is also excellent.
All right. Outstanding. Doctor, I hope you have a great holiday season, and appreciate all that great information, too.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much for having me.
Anytime. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye now.